Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning, Paul J. and Chris on a Wednesday morning. Big story today, of course, hasn't happened yet. Donald Trump's press conference.
Yeah. A long-anticipated press conference.
167 days.
And he has pledged to outline how he will separate himself from his business empire,
right?
Amid questions about potential conflicts of interest.
Yeah, and he also will address the situation with Russia.
Yeah.
And the key points, most of the information on the documents comes from a single source. This is more of the same kind of stuff that was released on Hillary Clinton,
mm-hmm.
and now it's being released against Donald Trump, too.
And it's relatively personal stuff.
It's very personal stuff. Most of the information comes from a single source, a former intelligence officer for a Western country who specialized in Russian counterintelligence, not necessarily a Russian. The report accuses Russia of cultivating, supporting, and assisting Trump for at least 5 years. It also asserts that Russia has possible blackmail information on the president-elect, including sexual and financial misconduct, as well as collusion between Trump aides and Kremlin officials during last year's election. Trump, of course, denies all of this and says that it's fake news.
Yeah.
But where was...
Well, there's got to be something to it, because this is the first time, as you said, in 167 days, which is, it's more than 5 months. It's the first time that Donald Trump has had a press conference. And so, you know, all of a sudden, I think he really feels he needs to address this.
Yeah.
Now, if you remember back about Thanksgiving, they had announced that in December there would be a press conference. And then when the time came for it, they said, no, it'll be delayed because further issues needed to be resolved before he could outline his plan to avoid, you know, conflicts of interest.
Right.
He said that he will hand over his organization to his two sons. Well, he's got three sons, but the two older ones, Don Jr. and Eric. But there are some people, ethics experts, they call themselves, who, by the way, suggest that he put everything into a blind trust. And they say this arrangement, just handing it over to his sons, doesn't go far enough. Apparently, they don't want it to even be in the family during the time that he's president.
Yeah. The Russian allegations against Trump have to get right up front. They're unsubstantiated and unverified. And Trump described the reports as fake news and a witch hunt last night. And he tweeted this morning, Trump said, Russia has never tried to use leverage over me. I have nothing to do with Russia. No deals, no loans, no nothing.
Right.
Russia also has denied having any compromising materials on Trump or on Hillary Clinton. Various news organizations have had these documents for months, but chose not to publish them because the claims were unsubstantiated. They're coming out now because intelligence officials briefed Trump and Obama about the allegations last week. CNN and BuzzFeed were the first to publish Tuesday. Mother Jones had published a limited version before the election. The decision by intelligence officials to give Trump, President Obama, and Republican and Democratic leaders of conference and the Intelligence Committee's unconfirmed material is very unusual.
Hmm.
And if, let's say not the allegations, but if it's true that Russia has all of this stuff on the leaders of this country, That gives them tremendous power.
Well, or it would if they weren't just releasing it for everyone to hear.
Yeah. Well, it gives them power. What they release gives them power over the minds of the people of this country.
To a certain extent, yeah.
Some of the reports on Donald Trump's behavior are
of a slightly illegal nature.
Yeah, illegal. Well, even if it's not illegal, it was immoral.
Well, he was, according to them, visiting Russians of the evening.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, doing what people would consider deviant behavior. So, if that gets out and it has leaked out,
well, and
around. Deny.
I mean, yeah. that's kind of his style. So,
but still,
this may not matter at all.
But still, I mean, and the Russians are sitting back going, ha, 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 ha. "Oh, we got Hillary. Let's get Donald." Oh, we're making them look like a bunch of monkeys over there. Where's our intelligence on Russia?
I'm sure.
Where's our stuff on Putin?
I'm sure we have plenty. We're probably saving it for emergency.
What?
An emergency, I guess. This probably isn't an emergency.
No, but it's just nitpicking.
Do your spies know something? Yeah, so do ours. Big deal.
Yeah, but we're telling you what our spies know. Why aren't we telling them what our spies know? That didn't make sense.
Maybe we don't want them to know what our spies know, because then they might know who our spies are.
Well, why don't we know who their spies are?
What if they know that we know that they know that we... Never mind.
I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me.
It's turning into kind of a Jackie Gleason routine.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time 850. A reminder, Raul Labrador will be on shortly after the 9 o'clock news, about 15 minutes from now. And we'll talk to him about what he expects the president to say. I'm sure he's probably seen a copy of the president-elect to say. I'm sure he's probably seen a copy of what he's going to address, or some of the things he's going to address at his press conference this morning.
I've got some instant messages here. April of Boise says, on Tuesday night, BuzzFeed News published an explosive yet completely unverified dossier alleging that President-elect Donald Trump engaged in a whole host of, shall we say, unusual sexual activities in Moscow. Matt already wrote about the basics of the report and the blackmail threat, so I'm not going to delve into that. What's worth talking about, however, swirling claims on Reddit that 4chan users on the board politically completely made the entire thing up. According to a variety of posts on the pro-Trump subreddit, it says a user made up the whole story, and the story was then included on the dossier published Tuesday by BuzzFeed News. And she goes on, this is true. This effectively means that 4chan trolled the U.S. intelligence system and the majority of the U.S. media with what's basically Donald Trump erotic fan fiction, which is terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying. And somebody called and just said, why are you guys talking about this? You guys are promoting fake news. The Drudge Report already discounted this.
Neither one of us have said that we believe it or that it's true.
No, we haven't said it. We just said it's out there.
Yeah, it's out there now. And apparently Trump may or may not get into it during his press conference,
well,
which he's holding
today.
Smart,
he won't. And the Drudge Report, obviously, talked about the same thing when they discounted it.
And again, Trump has already said the point of this press conference, it's not to...
it's more about his business.
...to face any allegations that he's receiving from, anybody. It's more to talk about his business holdings and what he plans to do with them during the time that he's president. Like we said, he wants to keep him in the family.
Just because we talk about something on the show...
doesn't mean we're for or against it.
Or believe it. It's just what people are talking about. It's just what's out there.
Yeah.
Do I believe it? Probably. I would say no. There's so much false news out there that it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very disturbing, and it news less sensational than this that's false. I mean,
Yeah.
You don't know what to believe
anymore.
And we
get all kinds of questions anyway. We have people say, why do you read the instant messages if you don't agree with them? Or why do you let people on the air if you don't agree with them? Well, that's kind of what this is about. I mean, people...
We want to hear what people are thinking.
We want to hear what people are thinking. We would like to know, you know, what the people in Boise and the Treasure Valley and Idaho and the surrounding areas, you know, because we have a 50,000-watt signal. We reach a lot of places. We would like to know what those people think about what's going on. And just because we bring up a subject and talk about it doesn't necessarily mean that we're inviting people to slam one side or the other. Nothing like that. Yep. We just want to talk about it and see, you know, what do you know? And by the way, if you hear something that you don't think is correct...
Call in and tell us.
You don't need to write a letter later today and tell us how stupid we are. Just call up and correct it. That's fine. We invite that. In fact, we love it.
Yeah, and we may or may not agree with your correction.
This is true, too.
That's what it is. Dave, all right, we got a phone call. Okay. Got about a minute. Let's try to get this phone call on. Harold in Boise. Harold, good morning.
Hi, and I had to make a comment. All this stir up about Trump and everything like that, it reminds me of a little spoiled child, not Trump, but the whole system. You know, they didn't get their way at the election time, and therefore they're going to just pout and be miserable about it. And the thing that I see most of all is and not you guys, but the press is so stunned that he got elected because they had it all figured out that someone else would do that.
I would agree with that. I think the mainstream media, if that's what you want to call them.
Most of those polls we heard about,
was going to lose.
Even in the week before the election, said that they were worried because Hillary Clinton was only 5 points ahead, and it turned out that was not accurate.
No, I don't think there's anything accurate comes out of Washington, D.C. anymore anyway, but...
Yeah, it's hard to tell what to believe anymore. It's just shaky time, shaky time.
I just hope Trump actually does shake the timbers of Washington, D.C. a little bit. I mean, that's probably what he'll most be good for, but it's fun to sit back and watch.
It is, and when he got elected, we went, here we go. We got material for the next at least 4 years.
Which we would have had with Hillary Clinton, too.
That's true, but I think that might be a little...
Just a slightly different group of disgruntled people.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. He does make a good point, and we've reiterated that the mainstream press really thought that Donald Trump was going to lose the election.
Coming back after the top of the hour, we're going to have news. We're going to have local and national news, not in that order, the other order. But then we will talk to our congressman from Idaho, Raul Labrador.
It's 8:56.
About it.
They're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 6-7 KBOI.
Kind of an interesting thing I was looking at. USA Today graded all 128 football teams.
In Division One?
In Division One, big schools. Boise State got a B. Idaho got an A.
Well, they had a huge turnaround.
They did. And Boise State.
That apparently was worth some points.
Yeah, Boise State did not live up to expectations. First District Congressman Raul Labrador joins us this morning. Raul, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Congressman?
I am doing very well, thank you.
I suppose you're probably talking to us with one eye on the Donald Trump press conference, which is about to get underway. What do you expect him to talk about this morning?
Well, I think he'll talk about his presidency. He'll talk about the campaign. Obviously, he's going to have to talk about these revelations from yesterday that were pretty outrageous. I think there's plenty to talk about, and as you know, he's always engaging and entertaining, so it's going to be interesting to watch. And yes, I am talking to you with the TV in front of me, waiting eagerly for him to address the nation.
Congressman, what have been your overall opinions about Trump's cabinet choices so far? Any surprises to you, or any bad choices?
I don't think there's been any bad choices. I think there's some that I don't know that I can't judge or assess. I just don't know them as well, so I think time will tell. The things that I'm hearing about his cabinet positions are all pretty good. I think he missed a huge opportunity putting me in his cabinet. No, just kidding.
Well, on that note, now you did get to go to Trump Tower.
I did. That was great.
You talked to Mr. Trump about things like the management of federal lands. Did you make any headway there?
Well, we talked at length. You know, I was being considered for the Interior Department, mm-hmm. and I think we had a very good conversation. I have a good relationship with him. I have a good relationship with the family. I have a good relationship with the Vice President. Good relationship with Kellyanne Conway, who has been a friend of mine for many years. So I think I'm in a pretty good position. I was honored to be considered, because it's not even something that was even on my list of things where I thought I would have an opportunity, and I was very flattered when they called me and they asked me if I would come in and interview for that position.
Mr. Trump has not had a press conference for 167 days. You mentioned Kellyanne Conway. She has basically been the face of this administration, if you will.
She has been, and she's fantastic. She truly is one of my favorite people in Washington, D.C. I was very excited when she went to work for Trump, because one thing that and I think you've been able to tell from her appearances on TV, she's tough. You know, she's not just good at polling and all that kind of stuff. She's tough, and she likes to tell people the truth. One of the things I enjoy the most about her is that she doesn't play the games that some of the pollsters do. You know, the pollsters say, well, your voters want to hear you say X even if you don't believe it, right? That's what a lot of pollsters say.
True.
She tells you, tell me what you believe, and I will tell you how to sell it better, which is a totally different dynamic. It's not, you know, I'm going to help you lie to the public through my polling. No, it's I'm going to help you sell your ideas in a better way. I'm going to make you a better version of yourself. And if you see what she did with Trump, that's exactly what she did. You know, that you had all these people around Trump who were telling him to be a different person, that he needed to change, he needed to stop tweeting, he needed to do all those things. She didn't do that. She just told him, hey, I'm going to tell you through polling why there's a few things that maybe you should say differently, in a different way. The same message, but just different words. And you saw a change in the way he was communicating and some of the things that he was doing. And that's when you started seeing this race getting closer, was when she came into the race. So I was excited when she was in there, and I like her because she just doesn't mince words. She's somebody, when you're in a conversation with her, you're not going to have you're not going to think or see her shy away from telling people the truth about what we're doing, whether we're doing it right or we're doing it wrong.
Congressman, one of the subjects that will come up today is in regard to Donald Trump's personal business holdings. There are plenty of people who say he should do like the other presidents and put everything in a blind trust. I think he would rather turn the business over to his sons, Donald Jr. and Eric. Do you have any personal opinion about it?
I don't have a personal opinion. I do think he needs to follow the rules and the laws, and I think it sounds like he's following the rules and the laws, and I think it's a family business. I think the family should be allowed to continue to run the business. But I don't really have, you know, because when you're talking about putting things in a blind trust, you're talking about passive investments. You know, you're talking about stocks and bonds and things like that. This is a business that his father developed, he has developed, and it has now turned over to his kids. And I don't think it's we should be requiring any person who's in public office to all of a sudden give up the opportunity to give their business to their children. I mean, think about that. Put yourself in that position. You spent your entire life building a business, and now you're being told not only can't you can't run it, which is fine because you made that decision to run for office, but you can't even give it to your children so they can run it. I think that's preposterous.
What about the false news? Now, we hear a lot about false news, and obviously we've seen a lot of false news over the past couple of months. What can be done to curtail that, if anything?
You know, what I find interesting is that the biggest false news is actually the networks and the so-called real news outlets. They have had to retract so many stories about Trump, about Republicans, about some of the stuff that they've been saying. You know, think about all this, the fake stories that they had about people who were being attacked because of Donald Trump. Most of those stories have had to be retracted because they found out that either they were not true, you know, because they no one ever made those allegations, or in some cases that the people who were accusing actually were lying. You know, and now some of those people are being prosecuted for lying to law enforcement officers. So I don't know that there's anything you can do. I think we should all be careful. Like this whole thing, what happened yesterday, I cannot believe that the media is going out there with unsubstantiated allegations about a president-elect of the United States.
Congressman, do you think the First Amendment Defense Act will come up in Congress this year?
I hope so. I think we're going to introduce it sometime early this year. Mr. Trump has said that he's in favor of it. I know that Mike Pence is in favor of it. And I hope that we can get it enacted quickly.
What's the biggest thing on your plate heading into this next session?
You know, for me, the debt is number one, has always been number one. That's what I talk about the most. I think we need to deal with immigration, making sure that we secure our borders and we have an immigration system that is modern and consistent with the needs of the United States. I think we need to do entitlement reform and tax reform. And I hope that we can do the things that are necessary to make this country strong and prosperous.
Well, Congressman, I can see President-elect Trump is off to stage left and about ready to take the podium. We'll let you watch. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, First District Congressman Raul Labrador. KBOI News Time, 9:15.
Brand new year. Same great morning hosts, Paul J. and Chris. Morning starting at 5 on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:20. It's Idaho Talks Live. We are now well into the very first press conference.
He took the stage 30 seconds ago.
That I say well into because it's actually happening. The first press conference that Donald Trump has held in 167 days, so more than 5 months, not quite six.
We always test new presidents when they come in on how late they are for press conferences. And Donald Trump shows up 20 minutes late for the first one, although stood in the wings for 5 minutes.
Which, compared to some of the presidents, it makes him 20 minutes early.
Yeah, like President Obama was always, he was about a half an hour.
Sometimes.
Yeah. All right.
Sometimes more.
KBOI rewards code, Presser, P-R-E-S-S-E-R,
of course,
Presser, conference.
Yeah, the nickname for a press conference is a Presser, and this is his first Presser since the election.
You go to 670KBOI.com. Enter Presser in today's 5,000
rewards points. He immediately is addressing the story that came out yesterday that there are embarrassing revelations about him coming out of Russia. And the first thing he did was thank the news outlets that did not run the story. So he's definitely going to say that none of this is true and it's just somebody trying to get at him.
Yeah, and he said basically the reason he stopped doing press conferences was because of inaccuracy in news reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, he thanked the outlets that didn't run the story and said many of them avoided the fake news. Now, I must admit, I didn't know about this until this morning. Who ran it, who didn't, you know?
I don't know who ran it and who didn't. I believe we have already heard the Drudge Report said it wasn't true. BuzzFeed ran it. But I don't know that so many of them are saying, you know, they're presenting it like it's a fact. What they are presenting is not what Donald Trump is accused of doing. They are presenting as fact that someone has released supposed emails that show that he was doing these things.
Yeah, yeah. And then Trump went on to stroke the news media a little bit, saying he has great respect for the news media. Mm-hmm. And most of them are accurate.
Yeah. And also one of the first things he started talking about was the moves by different factories that have already told him they will not move to Mexico or China, but will in fact continue to have jobs in the United States. And he seems appreciative.
Yeah, and that is kind of true. A lot of those, Chrysler Corporation still is going to do a lot of business in Mexico. But what they basically said is, okay, the cars we sell mm-hmm. in the United States, well, my headphones are going nuts on me here. The cars we sell in the United States, we will build in the United States.
Yeah.
The cars we build in Mexico, we will sell to other countries.
I think he is simply asking American companies to attempt to make a profit without upending American cities or American lives and things like that. You know, like if you have a city or a town that is a factory town,
right,
and if the factory shuts down, everyone's out of work, don't shut down the factory.
Yeah, exactly. And he's saying now he thinks a lot of industries will come back to the United States, and it took a little bit of drug costs on by saying we need more competitive drug bidding.
Yeah.
Most people have said the reason drugs are so expensive in this country is the fact of the extended testing drugs are approved by the FDA.
Now, I kind of go along with that because everybody remembers things like thalidomide this is just fine, and then all of a sudden babies were born with disfigurements.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And we don't want that sort of thing to happen again. So, yes, it's good that something should be tested until at least the FDA is absolutely sure about it.
Yeah.
But he's right talking about competition. This morning we mentioned the five least trusted companies or the most hated companies in America, and one of those in the top five was Mylan, which is a pharmaceutical company, and they are the ones who tried to make EpiPens, you know, for people with allergies to save their life. They tried to make those really expensive simply because they could. You know, it wasn't the right thing to do, but since they could do it, they said, hey, why not? We can get as much money as we want out of these
things.
Yeah,
that's a famous thing where they wanted over, what, $2,000, something like that?
Well, whatever it was, it was ridiculous to think that people with allergies, most of them could afford that.
And then students from the University of Washington made a similar device for $16.
Yeah.
$16. Absolutely incredible.
He's already mentioned now something that may affect this area, and that's the existence of the F-35. He says they're going to get the costs down for the F-35. And, of course, Gowan Field here in Boise has been mentioned as a possible site for the F-35.
And Trump has gone on to say the inauguration day will be very special. It's kind of funny when he first mentioned what it was going to be like and who was invited, et cetera, et cetera. He said that all the dress shops in Washington, D.C., were out of dresses because
after which the dress shops in Washington, D.C. issued a release saying, no, we're not.
No, we're not. We're not out of dresses.
Please,
we sell dresses.
Please continue.
We got plenty.
Yeah, please continue to shop for your dresses here.
Yeah, it'll be funny. It'll be interesting to see how that day goes for him.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, Donald Trump holding his first press conference right now since his election. KBOI News Time, 9:26.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:36. Donald Trump in Trump Tower at this time, giving a press conference, answering questions for the first time in 167 days.
Mm-hmm.
One of the interesting things, he said he was going to work to drop prices on prescription drugs. And on that one sentence, the S&P and the NASDAQ have dropped into negative territory because both of those have a lot of drug stocks on them.
He is definitely
has dropped that.
One of those people who can say one sentence and change the stock market.
Yeah. He also says he thinks it was Russia behind election hacks. And he also said the DNC website or whatever was extremely open to hacks. Says he has no business With Russia at this time, including business deals or loans.
Says he has no business deals with anyone in Russia.
Yeah. And he also says he thinks it's a good thing that Putin likes him, and he hopes that they get along, but he doesn't guarantee that they'll get along because he doesn't really know him all that well. And he's... he's kind of his own man. He's not going to count.
People have been criticizing him for the last few weeks, saying that, you know, this is not good if Putin likes you. Well, it's not necessarily bad if the leaders of some other countries like you, assuming that it doesn't have any negative effect on this country.
Yeah, as long as they don't play you, it's all right, right? He recently said...
And based on the people with whom he surrounds himself, he shouldn't be able to get played.
Yeah.
Who knows what'll happen.
Yeah. Said he turned down a $2 billion Dubai development deal, which is what he is. He is a developer.
Right. Dubai, they love tall buildings.
They do like big buildings. $2 billion.
Their favorite thing.
With $2 billion, you could build the 123rd tallest building.
In Dubai.
Because they got some Lulus there.
Yeah, it'll be only 123rd for a week until they build the next one.
Obviously, we can't see, we can't hear audio. We can see President-elect Trump. He looks very controlled, wouldn't you think?
Well, yeah, and he's still maintaining now. He's explaining that he will not be turning over his tax returns, and still that it's because he's being audited. And this, you know, I think every rich person gets audited all the time. You know, everybody who has as many business dealings as he does, it's very, very common for them to get audited every single year. And so I doubt there will ever be a time when he's not being audited.
Yeah. Now one of his attorneys, Sherry Dillon.
Talking about the blind trust.
Talking about the blind trust. And as you mentioned, Trump said, only reporters care about my tax returns. Regular people don't. Would you agree with that?
Well, not necessarily. About 66 in the last poll, in the last Quinnipiac poll from Quinnipiac University, they said that about 67% of the nation, or roughly 2 out of every 3 people, would like to see Donald Trump's tax returns. I don't know. It's nice when everything is transparent. It's nice when
I can't imagine his tax returns would be very transparent, nor would anybody's tax returns be transparent. About that. Simply because his tax returns have to be so complicated, we could look at them for a year and not understand.
And his attorney is explaining how that can work, and he says, "My two sons, you know, Donald Jr. and Eric, will run the business, but they won't discuss the business with me."
Yep.
Now, a lot of people hear that, and the first thing they think is, sure. They won't.
What about Sunday when you go over for dinner?
Or they'll probably come over to his house.
Yeah.
It's a nice big white house.
Yeah. He says he'll move all of his business and investments into that blind trust. Yeah.
Well, and she points out, you know, that his business empire is massive compared to every compared to every other president. He definitely owns more businesses, and he owns more than 100 businesses right now.
Yeah. And his attorney's explaining that now. Sherry Dillon says his business empire is massive. And like I say, turning over his taxes, I mean, fine, turn him over. That'd be great.
I don't expect you and I to understand him. It's a precedent that has been set by other presidents, and I don't mind it at all. I kind of like that when they do that. It's nice when you have everything right out on the table, but...
Are those his tax returns on the table there?
It could be.
Look at that.
Because there are stacks and stacks of them.
Stacks of folders.
But as we've proven, if you take some time, people can read anything.
Yeah.
No matter how many stacks of folders are.
Can read anything and read anything into anything.
And we have plenty of accountants and forensic accountants that would probably enjoy getting their hands on those.
Yeah. Trump said last week that any money that the U.S. spent on building a wall between the United States and Mexico would be paid back by Mexico. Apparently today he has said that Mexico probably not going to pay for the wall.
Well, yeah. What's interesting, though, is Mexico really wants to talk with Trump, and they want to work something out.
Yeah.
If he wants to scrap NAFTA, they say, okay, well, let's get something that benefits all of our countries, not just one. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So and
the entire country, not just the leading businesses in that country.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. He says
he won't use the office for personal benefit, and considering he's supposedly a multi-billionaire, there probably isn't any point to that.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people thought that the Clintons may not have used the office for personal benefit, but the time after
they left office, they used
it for personal benefit for tremendous $250,000 for a speech.
I don't tend to criticize former presidents for making money just off of their accomplishments, or even Hillary Clinton, simply because if you write a book and somebody wants to give you a few million bucks for it, I would write one too. And if somebody wanted to give me $250,000 to make a speech, by golly, I'd write a speech and make that speech.
Yeah.
And I think that's just fine, because there are plenty of people that would like to hear a former president lecture. There are plenty of people who would like to read a book, or the memoirs of a former president, and they do tend to make a lot of money doing that, and I don't hold that against them at all. They go through a lot when they are actually in office.
Yeah, that's true. All right, it's 9:43. Got a couple of phone calls. We'll get to them after this break.
Attention.
All right, so we're back. KBOI News Time, 9:48. Let's go to the phones. And Terry, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for letting me speak.
Sure.
There's also a related problem with the car industry deal with the manufacturing, and that is a big part of a problem of doing out of U.S. stuff is making car parts, and these would be the parts that you would get if you go to most independent mechanics, because they get more what you'd call a generic part versus you can, if you request a dealer part from your mechanic, they will get it, but the cost will be much higher.
That's very true.
And so I think we should start opening some factories in the U.S. that make car parts that could be generic, it wouldn't matter, just to have more work, more jobs.
Are they all foreign-made, Terry? Do you know that?
Well, the majority are. Even some of the dealer parts are made out, of course, and that's part of the manufacture of cars, too, that goes with that. But the generic parts are, I would say, 98% of the time you go to an independent mechanic, they're going to, unless you request a dealer part, they're going to get the generic, because their markup is they make more money on the generic part, too.
Yeah, that's very true, the only way you can guarantee yourself if you have a Chrysler product of getting a Chrysler part is to get your car fixed at a Chrysler dealer.
Well, it's more expensive
to
the dealers.
No
yeah,
question.
That's why I don't go to a dealer unless I have to. And I find also that the independent mechanics are, in general, not always. I happen to have a super good one. And he races cars, by the way. They've had articles about him in the newspaper. And I won't say his name or anything, don't worry. But, no, it's true. The car parts that are generic, I would say they're all, I would say at least 99% of them are made often in Mexico. I've noticed for years, because I also work in my own car sometimes, so I see where the parts are made on the box. I see that.
Right.
So anyway, I wanted to pass that on, and I hope someone tells Donald Trump to pay attention to that part of it.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
And hasn't he said basically he's going to put a tariff on?
He's going to attempt to.
Attempt to put a tariff on car parts and stuff from
Things that are made, out of the country and are shipped in. Instant message from Dallas. He says, I personally could care less about Trump's tax returns. Probably means I couldn't care less.
Yeah, well,
they have nothing to do with my Social Security number. Now his business ethics will affect we the people, and I believe that his strong business ethics will repower this nation and help all of us, even the naysayers.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wait and find that out. Let's go to Terry of CUNA. Terry.
Good morning, guys. Been a long time since I talked to you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Well, I made it home after about 50 days. But, you know, I know that Obama is out of office, basically, in a nutshell. But, you know, one thing he never released, and most of, I'm pretty sure all the other prior presidents did, was his college transcripts. And I'm still wondering why. Because I have a feeling he filed as a foreign student when he wasn't, or he filed as a foreign student because he was. But see, he still hadn't released those. I know they're insignificant as far as, you know, what happens from now on. But why doesn't the media go after him?
Well, I think, that? You know, I think because that story is 8 years old, maybe?
Well, that could be, but it's still an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, I would love to find out what was in him. Because it, what has he got to hide? Why? I mean, okay, a tax return, you're going to try to hide.
Maybe a D minus.
No, I think you're right. I mean, other than bad grades, which he may or may not have gotten as an undergraduate, you don't know. Other than that, I think you're right. If he filed to get a certain amount of assistance as a foreign student from Indonesia, where he had lived, and of course where his stepfather was from, then it's entirely possible that he doesn't want people to know that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, he either filed when he wasn't, or he filed because he was. And if he was, well, whoops, there goes. You know, that could, you talk about stirring up something. But I, you know, they've never, you know, they just let that go. And I always thought, you know, to me, you know, if I ask you a question, you're going to tell me, you're going to either tell me the truth or you're going to, you know, you're not going to tell me the truth because of a particular reason.
Right.
But when it comes to the president and all the others release their college transcripts, oh, so what? He got a D in a course. Big deal. You know,
well, it is to some people, I think.
Yeah, but still,
he did pretty well. He did pretty well in law school.
Well, yeah, he did. But undergraduate, you know, you have a bad semester now and then. All right, Terry, thanks for the call.
Yeah, and of course we don't know because we haven't seen them. Just like Terry said,
that's true. Does that bother you still?
9 days to go, not as much as it did once. Bill of Boise says those documents on the table are signed documents that are handing over his business.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we didn't know what they were. They kept panning them and with a camera, and we didn't know.
Let's put it this way. There are lots of them.
Yeah. President-elect Trump says, I think we have one of the greatest cabinets ever put together, and says Ivanka Trump won't be involved in his business either. She will be
part of the government.
First Lady Ivanka Trump.
Well, no. Second Lady, really.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. His daughter. Yeah. Sorry.
She might be... a White House hostess, though, if his wife doesn't want to do it. You never know.
Her husband might be involved in the government.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? All right, it's 9:55. We will see you bright and early tomorrow. And kids, go to school.